Bronte, have you been told what this is?
Yeah.
Okay. Distinguished parliamentarians, Mr. Tarshish, honourable guests. We understand the Council of Europe and its Parliamentary Assembly as a symbol of the Europe we desire. A Europe which will renounce and move beyond its own tragic history. We understand it as proof that we might indeed fulfil the idea of a common European home, of peace, cooperation and progress, where everyone may live their own life and at the same time be open to others, with common rules which will offer to each of us security, freedom, prosperity and responsibility for ourselves and for the community. You, distinguished members of the Political Committee of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, and Mr. Secretary General of the Council of Europe, are highly favoured and honoured guests here. And may I say that here in Slovenia, you are also at home. I offer you our warmest welcome. I have thought to address you in this way because I'm convinced that in the 5 years of its active life in the Council of Europe, Slovenia has proved that it is and can be a creative and responsible member of the European family. It is capable of common thinking about European dilemmas and perspectives. A pleasant European future is, I'm firmly convinced, in the hands of all of us, all Europeans, committed to the rule of human rights, democracy, and the values of the European tradition of civilization. It will depend on each one of us and on our common will how much the Europe of the future will be capable of cooperating in fulfilling the hopes with which humankind is entering the 21st century. Will this be a united Europe, a common home for all its inhabitants, peoples, regions and states? A continent of democracy and civilized political relations? Of peace, tolerance, cooperation, internal connections and solidarity? And at the same time, equally demanding of us all? Or will it in truth be a continent of old relations, where the flags of nationalist belligerents will still fly, where we will be ruled by the major powers and divided up by spheres of influence, which will without mitigation subordinate all individual desires, ambitions and plans, particularly of the smaller and weaker states? Will it continue to be the former continent of hegemony, subordination, wars, and political violence? Europe is being tested, and it faces a great opportunity. The Brandenburg Gate is now open, but Europe is still divided into several Europes, more secure and less secure, richer and poorer. The part that is advancing and that which is caught in the past. It is still divided into a Europe with a high level of respect for human dignity and rights, and a Europe where people are valued and respected only in as much as they serve the concept of national hegemony and the totalitarian authority which it uses to maintain its existence. The Europe of today is living in both the 19th and the 21st centuries. This is still not entirely a Europe of our hopes. It is still not a continent with a common spirit of all of us who live here, with a common European idea, with a solid realm of values founded on the best of Europe's tradition. It is still possible that we might go back in history.